Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
If 90s nostalgia has really hit this level, I might have a drawer full of stuff that could be worth a lot of money. Urban Outfitters is now selling 5 packs of used VHS movies for the, I did say VHS movies on video cassette, if you even recall what those are.
It's not been that long.
You can get a 5-pack of used VHS movies for the low, low price of $40. So that would be $8 per tape.
I guarantee you, when we do this whole decluttering in my house, we are going to find multitudes of VHS tapes. Multitudes of, like, movies for grown-ups and a ton of stuff, kids' movies and kids' videos.
I can't wait.
Baby Einstein and Signing Times and yes.
Now, you know, vinyl record albums made a comeback and you know, you could still find them on sale everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Aren't cassettes, too, making a little bit of a comeback?
I haven't seen cassettes anywhere yet.
I can't even tell you, like, how would you even play a cassette? Does anybody have a Walkman?
Cassette deck anymore?
I have one at home. If you needed to borrow one.
We'll find some of those in my house and a Discman or two as well. I
want to hear more audio from Jen's live broadcasts at nightclubs.
But you can go to Urban Outfitters and buy a 5-pack of used VHS movies for $40. You can pick from one of 5 genres, comedy, horror, romance, sci-fi, and rom-com. They're also offering mystery packs where you don't even know what movies you'll get.
Oh, that sounds fun.
They claim they're all iconic movies from the 80s and 90s with no duds. And the examples they give for the comedy set are, for instance, Office Space, The Waterboy,
Air America,
A Night at the Roxbury, Heathers, one of my all-time favorite classics, National Lampoon's Vacation.
All right.
Now, if we were talking about Blu-rays, that might be a good deal. But here's the, I mean, would you pay $8 a piece for any of those movies on VHS?
Depends on whether or not you're a collector, I suppose.
I think I would do it for the mystery pack, just so we could open it and be like, look what I got.
What a fun $8 surprise that would be.
Yeah.
I mean, do you even have a VHS player?
I still do. I don't know how, I think I have actually, I might have a couple.
I just had this exact same conversation with my mom yesterday because I was talking about we took my daughter to the Newport Aquarium and I turned on The Little Mermaid, which I think is celebrating its 30th year or something like that. And I had it and I was like, look, and I thought she would be so excited. My mom was like, oh, I still have that on VHS. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't even know if we'd be able to play it. Like, I don't think any of us have a VCR.
See, I think I have a combo. I think I have a DVD VHS combo.
Does it still work?
I think it does because I found an old, like when Jacob was 2 years old and he got evaluated by Warren County MRDD at the time. And to just kind of, when we were trying to figure out what was going on there. And I watched it recently. You know, it's one of those and I had not watched it in 15 years, you know. And watching it, it was, but
so
yeah,
it
it's on
the
VHS and it worked. Yeah.
So you remember when H.H. Gregg was going out of business?
Did you buy a VHS player?
I bought a DVD VHS combo that would allow you to transfer your old VHS tapes and record onto DVD. And I bought it and I never opened it. It's still sitting in a box in a closet, unused.
That's crazy.
I have so many.
You got to do it in real time, though, Jen.
Well, can I just start it and walk away?
Yeah.
How does it work with the VHS tape, though? Because, I mean, if I put in this thing from the 80s.
Right. You would hit play, and then supposedly you would record onto the DVD.
Oh.
It's a DVD recorder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would VHS still work, though, from the 80s and your new thing?
It may be a little warbly, like the magnetic tape deteriorates over time, so it would still work. It might not just be crystal clear sharp.
Yeah, it depends on the quality of the video too. I actually had, and this is why it was kind of a useless purchase, because you know they have companies that you can send in your old tapes.
They have people for that.
And they'll post it so you can just stream it. Like, you can just access it. You don't even need it on necessarily a hard copy.
Because I know.
They can just send you an MP3, or not an MP3, but what do you call it?
Like,
you know,
a
like a video
link?
File.
Oh, like, okay. But yeah. I know, like, back in the day when we used to do stuff on, like, Fox 19, my parents would record that on, like, a VHS tape. So that might be kind of cool to have that old footage of us when we used to do, like, the backpack challenge and things like that.
Oh, God. My parents have video from me in high school. Prom, basketball games, softball
you need to
games,
get
volleyball
converted.
Games, cheering, all of it.
I found video of my first wife and I on an airplane on our way to London, just being goofy. Sitting on the airplane, it was the wildest thing at like how well it was preserved after all those years from like that was 1991, I want to say. And I mean, it was as crystal clear as if it was shot yesterday.
The VHS?
It was on a VHS-C, which was like a compact version of it. And I didn't even think this company would have the format. And sure enough, I sent it in, I dropped it in the mail. And I think I went through like Walmart, no, not Walmart. It was,
Walgreens,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they subcontracted out some other company, and this was a long time ago, so I don't even know if I could still do it. But there are other companies that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
I'll have to see if I can find some of our old VHS.
A few years ago, like, you could have found all those movies that I listed, Office Space, The Waterboy, Heathers, National Lampoon's Vacation. You probably could have found all those movies in the dollar bargain bin.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're going for $8 a pop.
Yeah.
Like, maybe having old VHS tapes on your bookshelf is just cool looking and retro, which is why young people are willing to go to Urban Outfitters and pay $8 a pop.
It is a fun little decoration to have on a shelf.
And by the way, let's keep in mind that The Waterboy and Heathers are both on Netflix right now. You can stream it anytime you want.
Funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. I also had this conversation about the movie E.T. Do you guys remember E.T.?
Of course.
So I was telling my boyfriend that I remember my parents and I went to a Pizza Hut on Friday night, and that's where we purchased our E.T. VHS, because they used to do this thing where you could get like pizza and a movie, and we watched it together. But I was like, how funny is that, that we used to buy our VHS tapes at the pizza place?
Well, Blockbuster Video, man. Who doesn't remember going to Blockbuster Video on
Friday night?
Wow,
what a difference. Blockbuster Video.
I saw the coolest thing on social media the other day. There was a young man with autism who was devastated because Blockbuster shut down. They're all gone. So his parents created their own Blockbuster display in their house. And they have a whole wall that looks just like Blockbuster.
Oh, that's cool.
Got like a bunch of stuff from a store that was closing and just has like a wall of movie cases. Yeah. So the young man can go.
Didn't
and
you used
shop.
To have to like take the thing up to the front and see if they had it? And if they didn't have it, then you like, cause it, I can't remember like that whole process, but
it depended if it was the new ones or if it was the old ones.
So how did
it go? If you were looking
you
for American Tail, it would just be sitting behind the, you would grab it. But if it was like a fancy new one, you'd have to like
take it to the front.
Yeah.
My Uncle Fred.
You could reserve.
Yeah, you could reserve. My Uncle Fred, when they stopped doing Beta, he bought every single Beta at whatever video store it was and had them in his basement.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Did it look different?
Beta was smaller. It was supposed to be a higher quality.
Oh.
But it never really took off. Kind of like, what were the discs? What were those huge?
Laser discs.
That didn't really do much either, did it?
No, but my stepfather had one of those. And what was cool was, I mean, the quality was really sharp. Like, it was almost, it was that day's version of high def. And when you paused it, you had like a perfect still image.
Mm.
You know, it didn't have that like shaky, grainy sort of.
So you would find movies that had like quick flashes of maybe naked girls.
Exactly right. See, now you're getting it.
Yeah.
It's a shame that format didn't take off. 513-749-2320. What do you still own on VHS? Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. It is 8:32, and we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds today. high of 37. Right now it is 22 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. We were mentioning that Urban Outfitters is now selling 5 packs of used VHS tapes for $40.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
$8 a piece? Seems reasonable.
Do they have Land Before Time?
Maybe. Hey, Christy.
Hey.
What do you have on VHS? What do you still own on VHS?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun with Sarah Jessica Parker.
There
oh
you
my
go.
Oh, God. Such that is
movie.
Old.
Isn't it? But it's
yeah.
my favorite.
It's a favorite, a personal favorite yeah. of yours. I get yeah. it. Jessica Parker, when she was, remember Square Pegs? She was the nerdy girl when she was
yes.
a teenager.
Yes.
She was a little bit nerdy and Footloose. Just
yes.
see
those
movies like
days.
That. We look where she was, and then she ends up in Sex and the City. You know, there's hope
right.
for all of us that are in a nerdy, geeky phase, right? But
right.
anymore.
There is hope.
Right. But the beauty is nerdy and geeky isn't exactly, that's not, quote unquote, a bad thing anymore. It's cool
it's not,
to be nerdy and geeky now.
I just bought nerdy glasses.
Ugh. That a girl.
I'm headed towards Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, well, keep us posted on how that goes, okay?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good
thanks,
day.
You too.
Take it easy. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you. And you?
Good. What do you still own on VHS?
Well, I have about every Disney animated movie there is on VHS.
Nice.
And I also have Titanic.
Oh, Titanic.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I have a funny video store story for you if you want it.
Sure.
So my daughter was about 3 or 4, and keep in mind, she always reversed things. So Burger King was King Burger, for example.
Okay.
Right? So we're in the movie store, the video, Blockbuster, I think, I don't know. And I said, what should we get? What movie should we get? And there's a woman standing next to us, and my daughter looks at me and goes, Mom, I really want some cop porn. Can we get some cop porn? And I was like, she needs popcorn.
That's hilarious.
That is good.
I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I got a dirty look from the woman until I explained it. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Casey.
You're welcome. Bye.
Matt.
Yeah.
What do you still own on VHS?
I've still got the Sandlot, the Big Green,
Sandlot.
Little Giants.
Nice.
All the important ones that
yeah.
yes.
Brave Little
Some
Toaster.
yeah. All the classics.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We love
That's
it.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
You guys have a good day.
You too,
Matt. Man. Diane. What do you still own on VHS?
I have 454 movies still on VHS.
Oh, my goodness. Do
wow.
you? Where do you keep them all? In boxes?
They're,
or you got
in
them
in my basement in boxes.
Wow.
And what are you going to do with them?
I have no idea anymore. I have every one of the Disney. I have all the James Bond. I have all kinds of sets of movies.
You get the sets, too, huh? Like the box sets?
Yes.
Yeah, Urban Outfitters might be interested in buying
yeah,
stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, but that's what I have.
Wow.
Well, good luck going through all of that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm feeling your pain.
Hey, bye-bye.
Yeah,
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.